who or what would you destructure if you went all in on you? If I really wanted my life and my business and money to change, it was simple. I needed to be 2 feet in on me. I needed to go all in. Let's get into it.
Welcome to the Crystal Crawford Show. I'm Crystal Crawford, and I invite you to a deep exploration of the tools of Access Consciousness and a totally different way of being.
I'd like to invite you to a new call called In or Out. Who or what would you destructure if you went all in on you? Dive into what is destructuring, why would you want to destructure everything, what are the systems and structures and the differences, and let's get into it. What does committing to you or being all in on you have to do with destructuring? Why would those two things be put together? Let me start this out with describing to you what the past 2 to 3 weeks of my life have been like. 2 to 3 weeks ago, the phrase, one foot in and one foot out. I've got one foot in, one foot out. And it wasn't in context of anything having to do with me. It was somebody describing where she was at, but it struck me. And it seemed to articulate how I had been living. Now, when you are living one foot in and one foot out on you, you've got one foot into your life and one foot out. Man, things just don't work. Things are hard. Here's a great example. Trying to do anything on the swing set. I was on the swing set with my 9-year-old stepdaughter the other day. And of course I injured my knee because I was committed to the landing, which is probably a terrible example. When you commit, you hurt yourself. It could be the conclusion you draw. But I was so committed to the move that I landed with both my feet way far out from where I started, and my knee ended up not having the strength inside of it to carry me. But jumping off a swing is a great example of, if you're not committed to it, you're not going anywhere. Like, to jump off a moving swing, you have to choose and commit and go. And my commitment landed me with a knee injury. But I also won the contest, as Luna pointed out. On the bright side, you won, she said. So for anything to work, jumping off the swing, doing a move in sports, you have to commit to the thing. And in the commitment, you're going to get more information, like that's good information that my knees don't do that kind of pressure and intensity. There's a lot that can happen when you're committed, and nothing that can happen when you're not. And so there's a book in Access Consciousness called The Home of Infinite Possibilities that I've had for a long, long time. Some of you have it on your bookshelves gathering dust. And Gary talks a lot in there about infinite possibilities and infinite choice and committing to your life. But I took that class live in 2015. It is in real time to 2024. And I could hear 1/80th of the class. Because at the time, infinite possibilities and infinite choice and infiniteness was so beyond something that I could grasp at all that it just went over my head. 10 years later, I can hear it. And so it takes what it takes. Don't give up. But the reason I'm talking about this is because 2 or 3 weeks ago, when I heard that phrase and I really looked at it, I realized I was one foot in and one foot out on myself, and that had a lot of stories attached to it, a lot of reasons, but that the reasons didn't matter. And that if I really wanted my life and my business and money to change, it was simple. I needed to be 2 feet in on me. I needed to go all in. Did you know that not being committed to you is an energetic choice that you're making in your world? Do you know the difference between physical choices and energetic choices? And can you tell the difference? I couldn't in the beginning. When I heard the phrase, your point of view creates your reality, I thought it was really cool. And I had definitely done some research on quantum physics, and I knew that molecules move with the energy of your point of view. I kind of had the cognitive understanding, but I didn't understand how it worked in real life, except that I kept seeing these effects in my life out in the real world. And I got that if I wanted to change those things that I was choosing, I really needed to come back here and look at where I was functioning from. So it started to piece itself together. But that's something for you to know, that your point of view creates what you're experiencing and not the other way around. we tend to go, because I'm experiencing this, then that's because of this thing. We tend to function from cause and effect. So if I find the cause of the effect I'm feeling, then I'll know how to change it, but that's not actually how it works. If you find or identify or acknowledge the point of view that you're functioning from, then what's out here will naturally change. So, you know, I'd been having 3 to 6 months of really wanting to stop a lot of things. I wanted a different effect in my life. And so I went looking for what would create it. You know me, I throw everything to the wind. I'm like, I'll quit this and cut this out and add this and start this and do that. And I'll just change everything in the search for what's going to really create something different. I love that, by the way. If you just want to have some change, fire everything and everybody and see which ones you want to bring back and see which ones, when they leave your life, you're like, oh, wait a minute. Come back, because that's what occurred for me, including my certification. I'm going to like throw that on the bonfire and see if my life gets greater without it. For a little while, I was like, well, yeah, okay, we're grooving. Then I heard that phrase, and then I thought, one foot in, one foot out. Yeah, that's true. So if I went all in on me, this was the question I asked, what would that create? Now, when I'm changing something like that fundamentally energetic in my world, I will, in my mind's eye, in my energetic field, I will pull my foot out from the ring and put them both in the ring, literally. And I will get the sensation of that in my body. And I will allow that to affect everything moving forward. And so I did that. I literally pulled my foot out from outside the ring. I got the sense of one foot in, one foot out, and how that would feel, how that would affect my choices. I would always be kind of going back and forth. And that was definitely the energy in my world. I was like back and forth and not sure. And I was able to be swayed by a bunch of different things because, you know, when you're one foot in, one foot out, there's no stability there. And we're so taught that our stability comes from outside of us. If money shows up, then we're stable. If we have a job, then we're stable. Our stability comes from being 2 feet in our own reality. So I pulled my foot in from outside the ring and I stood there in my own reality. And I was like, if I were 2 feet in on me right now, what would I choose? Now that's how you start to make that energetic choice actionable, is you choose it. And then you're like, okay, now I'm going to ask a question that will give me access to the awareness of the choices I have as this. So I started asking that. And this is the coolest thing about going all in on you, is that the instantaneous thing that happens when you do that is you get instant clarity. You all of a sudden know the choices that match that and that aren't that. So it took probably half a day of just being in, you know, this is what I do. I'll do the thing. I change something big, energetic, and then I'll like start walking around the house cleaning things because I need it to, I don't know what that word is. Assimilate is the only word that comes. So here I am, like being me, I'm all in on me. I'm like, if I were being all in on me, what would I choose? And some instant things started occurring. I knew instantaneously what I wanted to create. I knew instantaneously what was going to contribute to creating that. I knew instantaneously that I was going to move forward in some different choices than I had done before. And I knew it was going to be an instant change. I wasn't going to explain myself to anybody. I was just going to be different. And usually what happens is I'll receive a piece, I'll make a big shift, and then a week or two down the road, I'll start receiving or running into things that articulate it. Well, one of the conversations over the weekend that I ran into was in Club Consciousness with Shannon, a conversation about destructuring. Oh man, I love consciousness so bad, because I've even done conversations on no form, no structure, no significance as a key to freedom, because it is. But consciousness always so elegantly moves all of us along. And the dominant conversations that come forward are always the ones that we all need in some way to go further with consciousness. So I'm listening to this conversation on destructuring, and so much of what I had been using or aware of and using to create that no committal to myself was structure. And so the question that Shannon asked us to ask ourselves was, who or what would you destructure if, and then you fill in the blank, if you had all the money in the world, if your business was succeeding, if you were committed to yourself, who or what would you destructure with that choice? And you know how that happens when you start asking yourself a new question. I got all this awareness of like, wow, the difference in how I truly function and like how Andres functions, for example, the difference in how I truly function in the countries that I've been living in and how they function, what occurred when I moved to those countries and how aware I was of all the structure and how I started to use that structure as if it was mine instead of, you know, like just whoa, 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 whoa. And still the where I had structured my business to a degree that was making me tired. So structure always makes you tired because it takes all your energy to maintain it. And structures are like, you know, these things we decide that we have to do, that we need to do, and on and on and on. And so I'm experiencing the effects of all the structure, and I did it. Even if I was aware of it, I claimed it as mine. So there's nobody to blame. It's just okay. Destructure. So for the last 3 days, I've really been playing with destructuring. And it's really cool. I have more energy. I have more creativity. I created myself a new office in the house. I'm booked to go recertify for CF, which I'm just so grateful for. I put up a Party of Possibilities for Global Foundation. All this creative energy got unblocked. And so I'm exploring my life and the business and money in a different way. I read today in the Home of Infinite Possibilities that, by the way, if you want a whole PhD education on being an infinite being and how you can start to apply that to your life, go buy the book, The Home of Infinite Possibilities. Yeah, amazing. So he's talking here about what your true home is. A lot of us that are like us, creators and inventors and entrepreneurs, we tend to never really feel like we fit because we don't. And I spent a large part of my life looking for where I fit. And I've heard Andres say that. And so I end up saying on repeat to a lot of us, you don't fit. That's the gift of you. The gift of you is the difference of you. But we keep looking for where our home is. I so distinctly remember in my 30s, when I was in my second marriage, looking for my church home. And it's just because church was where I had experienced the most allowance and care up until that point. So I returned to that in my 30s and was like, let's find a home. And the thing about finding a church home was that you had to find one where you fit the best. And we found at that time a church that had a lot of allowance, didn't function from a lot of judgment, was really open to all kinds of people. And that worked for a while. But again, it wasn't about necessarily being all of you and having all of you. It was still supporting the community. And like there was still parts and pieces of me that I couldn't be because I still had to fit in order to stay. So he's talking about that here. Like, what's your true home? Where does stability and home really live? And boy, this is so good. This sentence here. Infinite possibility is about being everything that you are. You have to commit to being the infinite you. Now, there's another place in this chapter where he talks about that the true home of infinite possibilities is you being you. That's where you are. That is your home. That's where you have infinite choices. You have infinite possibilities. You are an infinite being. But the reason I read this little sentence in here was that 3 weeks ago when I was looking at having 1 foot in and 1 foot out, and then I pulled both feet in, I still wasn't that sure of what I was committing to. I knew that I was committing to me. I knew that I was committing to what I wanted to create. I also could recognize that what I wanted to create was very intangible. Yes, its outward expression has a lot of tangibility. I definitely create business. I create money from my business. I create change in people's lives. There's a lot of outward effects. But in truth, what I really want to create, what's interesting enough for me, is the space of infinite possibility. And that's an ongoing life thing. That's a commitment to question, always. That's a commitment to the forward exploration and expansion of consciousness in my own world, which will end up affecting a lot of people, but it's not something you can see. He goes, we try to see the future and we can't. We try to see possibilities and we can't. So we conclude that they don't exist. That's a mistake. We can't see them, but we can be aware of them. Seeing is less than 1 godzillion percent of what awareness would tell us. So I know for me, seeing obviously happens with my eyes. Awareness happens like here. Do you ever see something as it really is? Or do you see it through your judgments and your points of view? You only see it through your judgments and your points of view. You can't even see all of you. Can you see you in the mirror? No, the mirror is the reflection of your judgments. It's not a reflection of what really is. We try to see possibilities and we can't. So we conclude they don't exist. But we can be aware of them. We can perceive the energy of them and we can receive them. And this really kind of ties into the last little part of this conversation that I want to explore more in the call, which is something Shannon brought up, which is where we flow our energy. I recognized in this 1 foot in, 1 foot out, and then pulling both feet in and being committed to myself, and then having that additional information about how much energy I'd been using to structure and to maintain structure and to develop structures, that I had been flowing most of my energy into structures. And the things that grow in your life grow with flow. It's a lot of why I changed the name of the Facebook group to Free Flow. It's a lot of why there's a new membership being built called Flow. I didn't know that at the time cognitively. So I've changed in the last 3 days where I'm flowing energy. Where you flow your energy is what can live. Before, I was flowing a lot of energy into structure. So now I'm looking at what is the energy I have to be to create whatever I desire with ease. And there's 3 more questions down there. How can I be more aware? Flowing energy. How many more possibilities are there? And what else can I choose that I have not chosen? But here's the other thing I'm playing with energetically is that there's the energy flows, but there's also the energy pulls, which is receiving. There's all this, and that's the simultaneity of both of those flows. So how much more can I receive from my business? Business is very easy to do because business does require creation, institution, actualization, maintenance. It does require all of those things to exist in the world. And maintenance is one of those things that's easy to structure. Maintenance could be, I do this weekly show, and so it's all the tasks that we have to do for the weekly show. I do this daily email, so it's all the tasks we have to do for the daily email. It's easy to get aware of a possibility and then turn it into a structure, and then you have to do maintenance to maintain the structure. If your business stays a system and you stay present with the business as a system, you can constantly change it and also be aware of what it requires in the moments it requires it. But if all of your energy is going into the structure of something, then you can't use that energy for systems. So I purposefully stopped emailing every day because I had made that into a structure. And now I'm being a question. Business people, let me know when it's time for an email. Let me know when it's time for a show. Let me know when it's time for something and I'll contribute energy there. But that really requires just staying very, very, very present, which funny enough is what your life requires. What I'm curious about with my life is how much can I destructure so I can receive money with ease? How much can I destructure so I can be money with ease? How much can I destructure so I can perceive and receive money with ease? And, you know, everything I've decided that it takes to create, actualize, have money, never mind. As one thing, what would need to destructure in your life for you to have something different? You know, what would need to destructure in your body? What would need to destructure in your finances? What would need to destructure in your business? What would need to destructure in yourself for all of life to come to you with ease and joy and glory? So I want to explore that with you. Join me for the call. We're going to do a 90-minute call. I'm really curious where we can go, but who or what would you destructure if you went all in on you? Share this with a friend who needs it. Get yourself registered for the call, and I'll see you in the next conversation.